Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. The Lord knows our feelings, and He knows we can be afraid. He knows how the devil has tried to use the coronavirus to make us run and cower in fear. My friend, don't find refuge in fear, but in the Lord. In fact, fear is one of the first consequences of sin and our separation from God in the Bible. Adam said, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." Genesis 3:10. The devil's tactic is to make us afraid. He prowls around like a roaring lion, the Bible says. We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. Fear paralyzes. Fear distorts reality. Fear causes us to panic and hoard. Fear prevents us from making the right decisions. Fear forces us to retreat rather than move forward. Fear prevents us from entering into the wonderful plan God has for our lives. As it did for this man who received a talent but went and hid it out of fear. "I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth." Matthew 25:25. So, how do you overcome your fears? Number one, start by recognizing the source. Is it fear of sickness, lack, losing your job, or even of dying? Here's what Jesus says to you. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John 16:33. And number two, receive the perfect love of God. It is His perfect love that casts out all fear. 1 John 4:18. And then number three, confess the Word of God. Don't forget, what makes fear afraid is the Word declared. Take your stand. Declare that you do not allow fear to rule over you. For God has given you a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And you can see this in 2 Timothy 1:7. Proclaim that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And that's from Ephesians 6:10. Decree that you shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. And four, encourage and reach out to others. They're afraid too. But the Lord says, "The sovereign Lord has given me His words of wisdom, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning He wakens me and opens my understanding to His will." Isaiah 50:4. As you receive God's love and peace, He will also pour out His love in your heart for others. He will fill you with compassion and allow you to see them through His eyes during this difficult time. You can also use the very powerful weapon of praise and worship to tear down the stronghold of fear as you sing the lyrics of this song, "Stand in Your Love." You will find the link for this song in today's email. Today, my friend, I pray that you will fearlessly declare that your battle belongs to the Lord and no other. You are safe in His love and empowered to bring encouragement to others.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.